all live, all local. This is The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hello, I love it. Thank you, Will Clanton. Hey, we've got a new partner here on the station. Matter of fact, tomorrow morning, the reason I'm going back tonight is tomorrow morning I have a meeting with Best Buy Metal Roofing. I love metal roofs. I think they're awesome. My sister has one, and to see the great metal roofs that are out there and the great products out there. First of all, I didn't know we have this many kinds of metal roofs and the kind of products they have, but they're an unbelievable company, and learning more about them, I can't wait to learn more tomorrow about it. And on their website, bestbuymetalroofing.com, they got that new product visualizer, and you can see what your home would look like. We've got a home in our neighborhood that just switched over to a metal roof, and you're going to love it. And so think about that, all the advantages, all the products. Go to their website to find out more about it. They're located all throughout the Southeast, and right here in Greenville, South Carolina, off of Wade-Hampton Boulevard, over in Greer, actually. They'd love to help you out. Best Buy Metals, roofing.com, bestbuymetalroofing.com. In Greenville, 864-568-5300, 864-568-5300. So great friends over at Best Buy Metal Roofing. Can't wait to meet those guys for the first time tomorrow and learn much more about their business and tell you about it here on the show. To our guest lines once again, Tiger Diagnostic phone lines, where Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Nicky. How about you?
Fantastic. I always prepare for this segment, and I've got about 10 questions, and we only get to about five because we're out of time. I got to be honest with you, I'm with my wife and kids down on a spring break and spending time with them. I didn't prepare as much time, but just a few quick ones, and then I want to pivot in some other stuff that we want to get into from last week. But the Gamecocks get a quarterback commitment, and tell us about the most recent quarterback and what the quarterback room looks like, because this is seemingly they've got a pretty good thing going on in that room right now.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a big surprise with Kendall Briles coming on as offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. You know, he obviously has a reputation for evaluating and developing quarterbacks and finding guys that fit his system. And Jerry Meyer from Texas was committed to him at TCU, and when Briles left, you know, he'd expressed an interest to potentially follow him to South Carolina, but wasn't sure, you know, whether that was going to be an option because, you know, Briles could end up involved with other quarterback targets and maybe not go all the way to Texas to sign his guy, but he kept the lines of communication open and you know, decided that he did want to offer him a chance to be a Gamecock and to join him in Columbia. And Meyer, you know, really had the kind of relationship with Briles where he knew he was the kind of coach he wanted to play for. And, you know, really liked the plan that Briles had set forth on how to develop him, how to maximize his talents and get the most of what he brings to the table.
With that said, style-wise, what do we know about him? You got a bunch of different styles in that room right now, but what do we know about him?
Yeah, not the tallest quarterback in the world, you know, about 6 feet, 190 pounds, so not prototypical size necessarily, but put up big numbers at the 6A level in Texas. He was newcomer of the year in 2024 as a sophomore, you know, threw for over 3,300 yards, almost 30 touchdowns, only six interceptions, completed about 60% of his passes. And then as a freshman at a private school, you know, the year before, he threw for 2,700 yards and 58 touchdowns and only four interceptions. So, you know, he's a guy who can deliver the ball accurately and throw the ball down the field with nice touch and accuracy, but also make the quick throws and run the offense the way Kendall Briles wants it to be run. You know, does have some athleticism and ability to run, but that's not his forte. He's certainly a pass-first quarterback, but a guy that Briles believes has a really good upside and should be a good fit in his system.
All right, speaking of Briles, speaking of that quarterback room I've mentioned several times here, through spring, what has he said? What has Lenore Sellers said? What Shane Beamer said? How's it going? And I guess we'll start first with Sellers. And we talked about the system fit and all that, but is it grasping? Are we hearing good things from the coach on how it's developing?
Yeah, I would say yes. And I think it's been a big focus for Sellers and for Briles because – it's not to say that the previous quarterback coaches at South Carolina weren't trying to coach Sellers the right way, but I think Briles has a very specific set of fundamentals that he believes all good quarterbacks should have. And I think it starts with things like footwork and, vision, anticipation, being able to read the defense pre-snap. Have a good idea of what a defense could potentially, show you pre-snap and what they could check into once the ball is snapped. I think he has been working with Sellers on all of those things and has been pleased with what he's found as far as how hard Sellers has worked at it, how much improvement he's made in a short period of time and how he's fit into the system so far. He met with the media yesterday, Briles, and really was very complimentary of, just how Sellers seems to get better with every rep. And that's obviously what you want to see as a coach is that the things you're teaching are taking root and that the player is improving each time he gets a rep and practices what you're trying to teach him. So things have been, been cleaner. He's been processing things faster. And I think he's, pleased with what he's seen from him so far, but also knows he wants to continue to work with him over the summer and into fall practice and really get him to the point when the season rolls around where he is a more complete quarterback and not a guy who is, sometimes looks like a complete quarterback and then other times looks like he's just running around playing backyard football. He wants him to look like a polished quarterback who understands the system, understands what they're trying to do on every play and is on the same page with his quarterbacks. And I think he also wants to see him take on more of a leadership role, be more vocal, be the guy that is setting the tone for the offense, for the team as a whole, and calling people out when they need to be called out, but also taking responsibility when it's his fault and managing that the right way from a leadership standpoint and a quarterback standpoint. I think, typically your best offenses, that's the kind of role your quarterback takes on, and that's what Briles wants to see from Sellers.
Cutter Woods, the guy that I'm really intrigued with, and a lot of our listeners here being in the upstate of South Carolina really are as well. And we've seen a little bit of him in game time action, and I think some people were a little bit surprised that he was able to beat out a bigger name maybe in Aaron Nolan before he left. Where's Woods now? What do you expect from Cutter Woods moving forward?
Well, I think he's another one who's a good fit in Kendall Briles' system, and I think Briles knows it and was also very complimentary of him when he met with the media yesterday. He spoke about his intelligence, his ability to make all of the throws, and just how hard he works. He's dedicated in the film room, but also dedicated on the practice field and has the kind of mentality where, he wants to work, he wants to get better, he wants to be coached. You love finding guys like that. And so, clearly Lenore Sellers is the starter and the guy that that they're building the offense around in many ways. But at the same time, I think Woods is the clear backup right now, and I think is a guy that Kendall Briles would have a lot of confidence in if he needed to play, because the way he prepares each day and the effort he's getting out of him and the talent he brings to the table, you know, he is a pass-first guy, but also can make you pay with his feet at times. He can escape pressure. He can run it. He can get outside the pocket and make nice throws on the run down the field. So there's a lot of different things you can do with Cutter Woods, and I think he's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the conference right now and a guy who should only get better and better as he gets more coaching from Kendall Briles.
First time seeing Landon Duckworth. Here's some good things out of high school. Here's some good early things out of spring practice. Is that progressing? And what are we hearing about Duckworth?
Yeah, it is. I think the word that Briles used was how raw Duckworth was when he got there. You know, I think he's the kind of guy who has the skill set that you can't teach. You know, the quick release, the strong arm, just the innate feel for the game and can make all the throws. You know, he does the things that you're not going to go out there and teach him how to do. He knows how to do those things. What he needs is to polish his fundamentals, you know, much like with Sellers early in his career and even still today, get better with his footwork, square his shoulders properly. You know, it's the little things that he has to work on right now, and that's certainly not a surprise for a true freshman. Guys who come in to a high-level college program often need time to hone their fundamentals and become more consistent. And you know, I think Duckworth has worked hard this spring, but it's probably also been a little bit of a wake-up call for him because I think he may have overestimated just how good he was when he got there. And that's not to say he couldn't go on and still have a very good career at South Carolina. But I think he's realized that it's a big jump from the high school level he was playing to the SEC. But I think Briles is happy with the development he's made in a short period of time, and sees the talent is there, and now it's just a matter of the two of them working cooperatively to get the most of it over time. But I think, you know, right now it's Sellers and Woods and then Duckworth is in there behind those guys.
Could, and this is a tough one now because there's a lot to do between now and the first game of 27, but could Duckworth battle for the starting job with Woods in 27?
It's possible. You know, I think it's one of those things that's going to be determined a lot by how things go this season. From a development standpoint, and if they get to play, you know, what their numbers look like and how they manage the offense. But you know, Briles is not the guy who's going to play favorites or play someone because they have a big name. He's going to play the guy who understands his system, who can be an extension of him on the field, who sees the things he needs to see pre-snap, post-snap, understands the reads. You know, it's a system that is, I wouldn't say it's simple, but it's one that, if executed properly, can be very effective. And so, Briles is really big on guys who not just have the physical tools, but also the mental capacity to run his system the way it needs to be run and at maximum efficiency. So I think a lot will depend on how the two develop, particularly Duckworth. You know, I think you could argue just from a pure talent skill set standpoint may have a bigger upside than Woods, long term. But right now, I think Woods is ahead of him in terms of processing everything. And that was one of the things that this predates Kendall Briles. You know, one of the reasons why Cutter Woods beat out Aaron Nolan and essentially led to Dante Reno transferring is because of how quickly he picked up the system, and he didn't look like a true freshman at all when he was running the system. You know, he was getting rid of the ball quickly. He was throwing it on time. He was throwing it accurately. He was making good decisions on when to run and when not to. He didn't look like a guy who had just gotten down there a few months earlier. He looked like a guy who'd been in the program for 2 or 3 years. So that's really how he's been able to separate himself, because things come so naturally to him, and he does have such a good understanding of how to play the position. So Duckworth's going to have to catch up from that standpoint. But he has the tools to do it, I think. A lot will just depend on how much work he's willing to put in the film room, on the practice field, you know, how well he soaks up Kendall Briles' coaching, and whether he can be the kind of guy who learns quickly and doesn't repeat the same mistakes, or whether he's a guy who needs, you know, a lot of reps and a lot of time to maximize his skills.
It's my final one, and I should know this, but again, it's a busy time of year. I'm gonna how many more practices? Where are the Gamecocks now in the spring schedule?
They are just about done. They'll finish up early next week, and then they'll have the Darius Rucker concert at the Colonial Arena on April 11th, which is a sort of a replacement, I guess, for the spring game to give the fans an opportunity to come out and have some fun, and you know, the team will be there, the coaches will be there, and Darius Rucker always puts on a good show. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to getting to experience that as well, despite not having a spring game this year.
All right, let's review it and talk about it when we visit next week. Maybe other positions besides that, but the quarterback commitment kind of set that in motion for us. Tell me about thebigspur.com. A bunch of great stuff going on there for content, and a great time to subscribe.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great spring practice coverage right now. Recruiting information. They've had a lot of really good recruits come through so far this spring, with a few more scheduled to be in this week. And then, they missed that opportunity of having a big group for the spring game since they don't have one this year. But I think they've done a good job of overcoming that by trying to get as many players in as possible for practices and visits. And we've had a lot of good information on that as well. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member today and get all the great Gamecock info.
Place to find it, thebigspur.com. Let's review basically spring practice again and talk about the other spots when we visit next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Tony Morrell. Good stuff from South Carolina standpoint. A short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines for the last 32 or 3 minutes of the show. Love to hear from you. Phone line and text line when you return for more after this.
Hello, listeners. Jeannie Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As we reflect on last year with another successful annual enrollment and look forward to the start of a new year, we are humbled and thankful for the relationships that we have with Walt, Ramona, David, and all of the local DJs who carry our spots. Most of all, we are thankful to the Roar listeners. Our business would not be successful without you. As we begin a new year, it doesn't look like the one we anticipated, but we want to make sure that we show our appreciation for each other and what our Lord does for us every day. Remember, gratitude is the best attitude. Many thanks to the Roar and to you, the listeners. We look forward to helping you this year. If you need help with Medicare, whether you're aging in or not sure if you're in the right plan, give us a call at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
It's bow time. The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe. Both have an Alaskan Pollock fish fillet with Bo's famous seasoning, but the Deluxe tops it off with pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, and tartar sauce. Here for a limited time, so get yours today.
It's bow time. For over 40 years, Carolina Lawn and Tractor has delivered value you can trust. We're more than a John Deere dealer. Our full line of steel products means you get the right tool every time. Right now, get $50 off the BR600 backpack blower, $50 off mini steel chainsaws, and $50 off the steel BGA 50 blower. Parts and service are handled on site. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor at carolinalawnandtractor.com or 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors today.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I've partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante.
80 years? Well, how many folks do you think we're still serving every week?
Hey, Plante.
Yeah, well, like you say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Call it!
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawl Space Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawl Space Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Fellas, are you spending a fortune on supplements and still not seeing results? At Low Country Male, we can help you stop guessing and start knowing. Our in-depth lab work measures your testosterone, hormones, vitamin levels, and overall health. You'll get real answers. We offer testosterone replacement therapy, GLP-1 weight loss programs, peptides, and more, all customized to your body. Real data, real solutions, real results. Book now at lowcountrymail.com. That's lowcountrymail.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Other stations talk about sports. We drive the conversation. The Upstate Sports Leader. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Hey, Will Clinton, let me explain to you something here. I'm thankful for you, but more importantly, this morning after hearing that, I'm grateful for you.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. I am grateful for Trail because I had a I was texting with Will Hush yesterday and learning so much more about their company and what they're doing and how they're doing over there now, and so one of the things I don't do enough of, I want you to go to all their social media sites to see these beautiful buildings that they're building and see the impact that they have. You know, I always talk about the company and the culture and the, you know, the big picture of what they do, but I don't talk enough really about, I don't think I talk enough about the buildings themselves. These are beautiful structures and beautiful buildings. And so if you go to their social media site, they had a great social media team, and you get to see that their employees that are so important to them, but also these projects that are going up all around the upstate of South Carolina. Find out more. Go to trail.com and follow them on all your social media things that you follow, the platforms you follow. and see these great buildings coming out. It's my friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-O.com, 800-319-7006. 3060 gets in this morning. My friend Tim said, Mickey, just got in my car, take my five-year-old granddaughter to kindergarten, and she says, hey, Papa, turn on Mickey to see what he's doing. And he goes, raising her right, she loves listening to the show. Man, I love that. That absolutely made my day to hear that. And reminds me of what I'm going to be doing, because I've got a seven-year-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old we're going to the zoo with this morning. So that's, if you want to know what Mickey's doing, that's what we're doing later today. Caleb, Soprano Caleb gets here. Mickey, are you familiar with Persimmon Hill in Saluda? That's my hometown. And obviously on the way to Augusta, growing up there, Masters Week, you could bring in a bunch of outside play. Great for our little town. Man, let me tell you something, Caleb. Not only am I familiar with it, man, when I was a kid, Persimmon Hill was like the biggest treat in the world. Long, hard, great conditioned golf course. And if you ever got a chance to play Persimmon Hill growing up, it was like, man, that was our Augusta National to head over there and to do that. So bottom line is, yes, am I familiar with it? Very, very familiar with that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Will, I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I kind of want to get into it now a little bit. The Big Ten has won three consecutive NCAA football CFP, college football playoffs. Michigan, Ohio State, and Indiana. The Big Ten this year just won. Indiana won the football championship. You just saw last night Michigan winning the basketball championship. We saw UCLA winning the women's basketball championship. It's the first time since 2018 that a team from the SEC did not win one of those three championships. Will Clanton, is it time now to start thinking about the Big Ten? Is the dominant conference in sports? Have we passed the baton? Is the Big Ten now and moving forward going to be the dominant conference? Has it been?
I think they've proved that in the, I guess, in the current sports season, meaning football and basketball, the last football and the last basketball championship. But I think in football, I think they proved that the year prior.
Yeah. Three straight years now.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Going back to back, and not only that, but last year being the first year of the 12-team playoff, not only the amount of teams that the Big Ten got in there, but the way they competed against the SEC, not only in the playoffs, but throughout the 2024 season as well.
You know, when they expanded, I thought they did a terrific job in their expansion. Now, Indiana coming on, no one actually saw that coming, but – you know, you go, you add an Oregon, and you know you're getting a power there. You add a Southern Cal, you think it'll get more of a future power there. You know, UCLA in so many sports, not football at this point in time, but in so many sports. So those additions, and Washington was coming off of a college football playoff run whenever you added those folks as well. And you look at it now, and that conference and those standings, I mean, it's impressive. And last year, Indiana goes 16-0, or Ohio State goes 12-2, Oregon goes 13-2. You know, people forget that it's down here from Michigan, but Southern Cal is 9-4, and Michigan's 9-4, and Iowa's 9-4, and Washington's 9-4, and Illinois's 9-4, and these teams are beating up on SEC teams oftentimes in these bowl games. That the depth of it, it's not just the top, it's not just the fact that Indiana won, it's the fact that head-to-head what they did against the SEC. And looks like to me we've got a national brand right now that's the best in the country with the Big Ten. 654-ROAR, our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Roger is in the Electric City of Anderson. Roger, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mickey. Hold on, let me loosen my bow tie so I can speak more clearly. I'll be fast because I got a facial and a manicure later on today.
Sure, I'm sure you do. I can see
I'm trying
that.
Hard. Yeah. I'm
yes,
trying hard.
Try hard.
Mickey, I'm going to continue my streak. I'm going after DiMaggio's record. I say this every year, but it just gets more clear to me every year. They need to reformat this Final Four the way they do it. I've said it for years. They need to have the men's first round of the Final Four on a Thursday and give these teams 2 days off and then play it on a Super Sunday. Have it Final Four Championship Sunday. Men's and women's need to be changed, because I watched the South Carolina team and the women's team, of course, they beat UConn. And they get one day off, but, you know, that was a huge emotional win for them. And, you know, I'm not a Dawn Staley or South Carolina fan or anything like that, nothing like that. But I'm just looking at the quality of play and the game itself. I think if you had another day off, and if they'd had another day off to sort of absorb and digest what they did and have a little bit of an emotional comeback, I'm not saying they would have beat UCLA, but it would have been a better game. I'm very certain of that. And the same with the men. You're playing the biggest game of your life, probably, and a coach's biggest game of the year, certainly, if you're playing a championship game. I think an extra day of rest would be good, and I think you need to go Thursday, Sunday, and plus the TV ratings would be better.
Yeah.
Thursday and Sunday are better nights for television, and I just wish they'd redo it.
For the life of me, and I need to get a TV executive on and someone who knows the TV media on one day to talk about this. But for the life of me, I don't understand a national championship basketball game starting at 8:50 on a Monday night and a national championship football game starting at 8:30 or whatever it is on a Monday night. And you know, the college baseball is the same way. They do the three-game series. That's a Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday deal. And I think that's right by saying that. I just don't understand that. And I don't know why Monday nights and TV, you know, in the old days, you might want to say, well, you don't want to go up against 60 Minutes or All in the Family or, I don't know, the Rhoda Show. I don't know. But nowadays, who's watching network television on Sunday nights? Sunday afternoons?
Right. I don't know, Mick. But they need to change it. And they also need to change the venues of these places. I mean, the sight lines in these big arenas that these kids are playing in for these championship and Final Four games, there's no perception. There's no depth perception. It's like playing on a battleship in the middle of the ocean. That's why the shooting goes down every year in these big arenas. I know you do, the biggest – probably the greatest game and the biggest upset and probably the most memorable game of all time was Villanova Georgetown. That was played in Rupp Arena, basically a shoebox compared to what we're playing now. You think Villanova would have shot 80%, which they did in that game, if they'd have played in the terrible sight lines of these big arenas that we have now? There's no way.
Last night, UConn shot 31% from the field. Yeah. Michigan shot 38% from the field. Last night, UConn shot 27% from three, and Michigan shot 13% from 30. I mean, the guys, UConn missed 47 of 68 shots, and Michigan missed 34 of 55 shots.
Yeah, it's ugly basketball.
Yeah.
If I was a lawyer, I would call the rims and ask if they wanted to sue for assault and battery. Those rims took a beating. I mean, it's just ugly. It's an ugly game, and it should not be that way. Not in this. Not at the highest level. We should not be playing these games on these arenas that have terrible sight lines. It looks like a different game. It doesn't even look like the same kind of game that they played during the regular season. It just has an entirely different feel.
Did you have a problem?
Day off and have the game. I'm sorry.
Did
go
you
ahead.
Have a problem with it being on TNT and TBS or True TV? Do you have a problem with that being on the finals last night, too?
True TV. Yes. What happened to CBS? I don't know what. Obviously, there was a contract dispute. I think CBS had TNT and TBS. I don't know. True TV, I don't have that. I watched the game, but, it should not be hard to find a national championship game. You should not have to wonder where it is. I don't know what the relationship with CBS and the tournament the status of that is, but it needs to be on a better platform. And like I said already, they need to just change the entire structure of that last week of this tournament, in my opinion, men's and women.
CBS on a Monday. CBS on Monday has the neighborhood. DMV, FBI, CIA. So they got all the alliterations through all that. Those are your shows.
Yeah.
Instead of NCAA, I got CIA, FBI, and DMV. I'm with you, man.
I mean,
I'm with you.
You can't
somehow someone knows more about
it. You can't push those off. You can't push those off. The following of those shows is too strong. You can't upset those people.
For 1 week, take a break, man.
I don't
take
know,
a break,
Mickey,
right?
I know it can be better, and that's all I'm trying to say is we got to have those kids deserve to be playing in a better arena, and they deserve an extra day off, and you'll have a better product, and you'll have better games.
That's a good point. Roger, I appreciate it, man. As usual, always appreciate it. Good points. I agree on all points. Will, help me think of the reasons why you'd want to play on a Monday night. Sundays, it was Easter Sunday. But if you start at 7 o'clock at night, that's 4 o'clock at the West Coast, maybe the weather is better in April, and you're thinking that people are going to be outside more rather than inside watching. But still, a lot of the country, Milt Lauder said it's 17 degrees in Minnesota. You're inside. Monday night, but you got to go to work, and again, when you're going to bed earlier, I don't understand it. It'll be very interesting to see. I don't think we're going to rate very high on True TV for the national championship game in basketball.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday is really NFL is the exception to the rule when it comes to sporting events. Just have it on a Saturday because that is, I mean, at least for me, traditionally, if something's on a Saturday and it's not the Super Bowl or the Masters, I'm not watching on a Sunday. It's tough. A Monday.
There were 80 I agree with that. On the missed shot stuff, there were 85 rebounds on a 40-minute game last night. 85 rebounds. Short break. We'll come back, wrap up this show. My great friends at the Patterson Tax Service are doing your taxes for you today. They're doing them all weekend long and early next week. Now, we'll tell you this, a week from tomorrow, they won't be doing them after that because the deadline is here. So get in touch with them. Take care of it. Drop them off. Make your appointment. Go by and see them. Walk-ins are welcome, but you got to get them done between now and next Wednesday. If not, let them file your extension for you. Some of you haven't even thought about your taxes yet. Someone said, well, I'll do it this weekend. Well, run into issues. Just do it. And let these folks do it for you anyway. It's going to save you so much money, so much time, so much stress. I don't stress about taxes. I take all my bank receipts and all my bank statements, and I send everything over there, and every receipt I've ever collected, and I take them over there, and I dump them on Russell's desk, and he sends it back to me and does a great job with them. We love the Patterson Tax Service. Make it today. One more week left. 8 days left. 864-859-8289. Final segment of a Tuesday show right after this.
We do it every Thursday night in downtown Seneca. It's Jazz on the Alley. Happy Hour starts at 5:30, and the main act starts at 7. So grab all your friends and bring them on down to get a little taste of Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in Seneca. Here's just a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
And like we always say, bring your chairs just in case, because the Alley and Temple Street fill up every Thursday night. Make your plans, bring your friends, and come on down and experience a little Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. If you want to keep up with who's playing each and every Thursday, it's so easy. Just follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. Grab your friends and come on down for a little Jazz on the Alley.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs non-stop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
There's people that go their whole education without having an African-American teacher. So when I received my lottery-funded life scholarship, I knew I wanted to choose a school that had the Call Me Mr. program. Their mission is to recruit and retain teachers to be those role models for students in underserved areas. And that's what I want to do for my students.
More role models means a better South Carolina. And a better South Carolina means a better you. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
While the rest of the state's still waking up, the upstate's already talking sports. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Final segment of the Tuesday show. I was looking up some stuff about my all dry, and you know, when talking to Justin and Stan and Tim and the guys, you know, it's amazing that they don't have like every home as clients and every office, every business as clients. I mean, you think about like the number of, you know, burst pipes and temperatures, sometimes old pipes, a lot of pressure, those things. But if you think about like all the every seal around all the water around your home, washing machine hoses and corroded pipes, and you think about like all the dishwashers and all the washing machines and water heaters and refrigerators and the ice makers and all, like it could go wrong a lot. And then you think about, you know, roofs and all the cracks and aging shingles and that, and you think about the foundations or gutters and downspouts and some things that could cause there, and then all the storms that we have. Like, it's amazing that you don't see more of it. We're lucky we don't, but when it does go bad for you, don't panic. Don't worry about the mold. Don't worry about the water damage. Your local mold and water experts are my great friends at myalldry.com. Stan is the man, and Stan's going to come in, and your phone call is going to return to you within minutes. They're going to be with you within minutes and within hours, and it's going to be a plan put together in place, and it's going to go well for you. Put it behind you. This is integrity. This is what companies should look like. This is about, you know, treating you exactly how you want to be treated and running their business the way you would want their business run when it comes to your home. Locally owned and operated right here in the upstate of South Carolina. It's myalldry.com. AllDry at 864-863-1234. They're going to be back with you within minutes, and this rapid response team is going to put the water or mold issues behind you and get you back to your other things you got to worry about besides what's currently in front of you. 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234. Final segment. I got a couple more thoughts here and a couple more Adams Curving text lines. But with that said, our telephone number here is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get to Butch in Fountain Inn. My man, how you doing, buddy?
My man, how you doing this morning, bro?
Man, I'm great. Spent yesterday. Not only, well, the one that we got in the boat, not in the boat, on the bank. Drake probably caught. Let me tell you my day yesterday. So I'm into fishing now because Drake's into fishing now. His little Zebco reel kind of bust up once that big old bass took it off. So all I did yesterday was I cast it out, and he reeled it in. And cast it out, and he reeled it in. And he reeled in a great big old, about a one-pound brim. That was a beautiful looking brim that they we actually cleaned last night. We'll maybe have that for him tonight. But the one that got away is the story here, buddy. I mean, I'm telling you, it had to be, that thing had to be, when he broke that line, a 6-pound test line, that thing had to be at least 6 pounds. That thing looked beautiful. So we're going to go back maybe one day and try to get that whale back in the, back on the bank one time.
Well, that's awesome, man. There is nothing like having a good time with your son fishing. You know? Man. You get some good conversation.
Well, that's what that's what it's all about, right? So yesterday we had a there was a, and being in nature too, there was a bird that had a busted up wing that we didn't think was going to make it. You know, you got your sunflower seeds are out there. You know, you got to mark your territory. You got to go to the bathroom out there and all that stuff too. Just a little stuff, man. Just a little stuff. We enjoyed it though.
Yeah,
good 3 hours.
That is awesome, Mickey. I'm glad to hear it, because you know, that's like when me and my son walk home and the breeze picks up and just starts blowing. I look at him and I tell him, I say, hold your hands out, son. You feel that? And I finally got him trained up enough to say, yeah, that's Jesus.
Yep.
You're doggone right there. The Holy Spirit moving right there, buddy.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
That's
good stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, I called this morning on a whole different thing. This is wild. I just read. And because you guys have been talking about wondering who's going to take the head coaching job at the UNC men's basketball, this Michael Malone dude.
Right, right.
What y'all think about that?
Well, if I didn't, in a vacuum, it might be a good hire, and it might turn out long-term to be a good hire. But if I'm a Tar Heel fan, and I started the conversation out with Brad Stevens and Billy Donovan and Dusty May and Tommy Lloyd and Ben McCollum and T.J. Olsenberger, and then I end up getting Michael Malone, I'm awfully disappointed at this point in time.
I mean, is that the one that y'all was clowning on, talking about might as well, because you got the, look who you got at the head football coach?
Yeah, but even then, like, Bill Belichick won a bunch of Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah.
I imagine, seriously, when Bill Belichick was hired at North Carolina, there might not have been a single Tar Heel fan that didn't know who Bill Belichick was. I imagine there's 10 or 20% of the Tar Heels that when they got the word yesterday that they hired Michael Malone, 10 or 20% had to go, never heard of him. NBA guy was fired in the NBA, never heard of this guy. So that's my reaction.
If I didn't know
who a Mike could have had and I just got this, it might have been a better name. And this is a press conference, man. Who knows? Who knows?
Right. I was wondering, Mickey, man. I was reading that, and I thought, oh, Lord, is this that clown they was talking about? Because I don't talk a lot of basketball, but I listen, and I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
I actually utilize your next show as they teach me and talk with me about this stuff. I like to call them in, too. Those guys, you know, they're good. Now you got Sam on there, man. You got our boy Sam working.
That's it. Sam's doing a good job for sure, man. Hey, but y'all appreciate it, man. Have a great one.
Yes, you too, Mickey. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You know, if you're – it's the press conference, you don't have to win it. When Tommy Lloyd was hired at Arizona, I'm not sure that was, you know, the greatest hire ever on the press conference day. If you think about, you know, like some of the other teams that have done well and won, I mean, I guess Odom at Virginia, did you win the press conference on that day? At Florida, did he win the press conference that day? Maybe not. But in the end, I mean, Underwood, I guess it was a decent hire at Illinois at the time, but I mean, for the most part, even Dan Hurley. I mean, was that when Dan Hurley was hired, did you know that it was going to be two national championships and three Final Fours? Was there anything in his resume? He was good at Rhode Island. He was good at Wagner. But, again, these are college guys at least. And so you don't have to win a press conference. My wife said, no, you don't. But You need to win it long term. We'll see what comes out of North Carolina. Hey, I want to get this with. This is my Brad Hughes thought. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with them. We can certainly help you out. Brad Hughes does a great job. We combine our homeowners, our auto owners insurance, and these guys do an incredible job. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. See if he can help you out. Some of you might be on a bank draft right now, don't even know what you pay or what your coverage is. Let's do some investigating and see if he can do that. ESPN, way too early, top 25 for college basketball next year. Just missing out. Maryland, Texas Tech, Miami, Kansas not in the top 25. Kansas not in the top 25, Will, and Tennessee. Hey, Will, first of all, can you have a top 25 in basketball without Kansas? Like that seems to be outrageous there. 25, Iowa, 24, Vanderbilt. 23, Missouri, Madam Chairperson. 22, BYU. Gonzaga's at 21. Alabama at 20. Of course, who knows who's coming from the NBA to play Alabama next year. North Carolina now with Michael Malone, number 19. Nebraska, 18. Southern Cal, 17. TCU, 16. St. Louis is 15. Purdue, 14. Texas, 13. Iowa State's 12. St. John's, 11. Houston is at number 10. Virginia at number 9. Good job for Odom there. Illinois at 8. Arkansas at 7. Despite losing a couple of great ones there. Michigan State at 6. Arizona preseason number 5 in the preseason poll. UConn number 4. Florida Todd Golden number 3. Duke number 2. And Michigan back at number 1 for the preseason poll. Coming out from ESPN last night. And a lot of that will change because today is the big day in college basketball. Today is the day that the transfer portal opens. And you will see some commitments that probably been like prearranged marriages that you've known about for a year or for weeks now that are going to happen. And then you'll see some guys lining up some visits and doing that. So Michigan wins 69-63. Clemson wins in baseball. In case you didn't stay up and see that last night, Clemson gets Jason Fultz. It's a 3-run home run at the top of the 8th inning. And the Tigers get a 6-4 victory over Santa Clara. They move to 22-12. They are off till Friday where top 5-ranked North Carolina comes in to Doug Kingsmore Stadium. We talked to Eric Backett this morning about how that was going to work and all that. And then finally, if you need to stay up late last night, if there's a night for listeners to stay up, it would have been last night because – the Braves were the Angels. They got beat 6-2. The national championship basketball game ended up after 11 o'clock there. And then Clemson baseball in Santa Clara. The Tigers won that one 6-4. So, in the end, if you're going to stay up last night, I don't blame you. That was a good sports night for sure. Mr. Clanton, skip the music. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
It's a good sports day, and it's going to be some really good sports days coming up in – well, I guess the next 5 or 6, we have the Masters. And if you're not aware of the Masters app, just go ahead and get it. It's free. You can watch the entirety of not just the practice rounds today, but the entirety of the tournament. And it's amazing. Go ahead, do it. Trust me. Today, you've got 9 o'clock coverage until 2 p.m. with the practice rounds and everything going on. And just the next couple days, get used to using it. It's a thing of beauty.
All right, a couple of things on that one. And by the way, this is Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Let Eric Newton and Jeff Scott, let them build your next home for you. And the Preserve at Heatherwood, take care of that. Let him take care. If you have rental properties and you know you need professional management of that, let's take care of the rental properties and do that. Don't forget, too, that you've got the commercial real estate he takes care of. You're looking for a commercial property, they do it all. Anything you need in real estate in Clemson, South Carolina, it's EricNewton.com. I'm glad you mentioned that because that website and that app, now you can go on and watch historical, like all the shots hit. And I got to go find all the information about all the shots hit there, but in the Masters vault. Of going back and seeing all the past champions and all the final rounds and all that from the final few years, you get to see all that. But you're right. In a old-fashioned, old style and all the history and tradition, it is a great balance of that. And it is something that really I like to model this show is as I get older. You've got the knowledge and the history of all that, but you're also moving forward with tradition, with technology. So they're combining tradition and technology. And there is no better, man. I got to tell you, there is no better website, there is no better app than the Masters and Masters.com. And just how forward thinking they are with everything, and you know, they're doing it with the drive, chip, and putt for the juniors and the women's national amateur, and just how like I said, just how progressive they are in thinking and moving forward and not staying stuck. A lot of people who had a really good product stayed stuck, not Augusta National. And so the other great thing about it is, which like I said, I just watched the last several holes of 1978 the other day. So, yeah, you get all of that, which is fantastic. But the other great thing is that if you're going down, you can do that and have some great weather this week. My sister and niece went yesterday and had a great time and talked about how beautiful things were there and a beautiful day today. No rain all week long, just Chamber of Commerce days down at Augusta National. Let me thank a bunch of folks, Dr. Milt Louder, Amplus.com. Check out that in case you missed that segment today. On our podcast, which are going to be up here and for the full day pretty soon there. Let me thank Eric Backich. He got up at 4:40 this morning, his time, to get in with us. He's out on the West Coast after that great win, and good to catch up with him about the 3 out of 4 on the West Coast winning those. And then also Tony Morrell talking quarterbacks, the new commitment, and all the existing quarterbacks there in the quarterback room at South Carolina. So great stuff. Will, great stuff, man. Can't wait to visit with you when we see you back next week on Monday. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and Sam. Have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports.